Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel 9560 WQAM. And on the Audacy app, AUDACY. That is free in your app store.
I forgot that was Soul League Day.
What was?
No.
Oh,
yeah, it was.
Huh. No.
Yeah.
Two different days.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Both bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
What do you got for us today, Marcos?
Well, going to open up my bag of gooseys to determine how you guys feel about Tyler Hero balling out. Does that give you gooseys or no gooseys, good sir?
It does. Oh, it does because he been traded 8 times.
Fair, fair.
So gooseys. It's good that, you know, thank God he's balling consistently.
He's been great.
He's the most consistent Heat player right now.
He is. He's been great. His decision making has been great. He's been efficient. He's hitting threes. He's playing through contact. Everything that you would want from Tyler Hero. He looks stronger. He has been delivering and then some. It's goosey's galore, dude. It's been tremendous playing of basketball from Boy Wonder. Boy Wonder playing like a man.
Yeah.
Man. Jfig?
Yeah, thankfully he's playing like a man compared to all those times where you would trash him. But definitely gooseys. The gooseys. He also did not let us down yesterday for our parlay.
I did walk onto a plane. I did walk up from the plane aisle to Leroy during game 5 of last year's first round series, and I just looked at Leroy and just go, stinks. It was a dark plane. Everybody was sleeping.
Right, like we lit. He walks up to me and says that, and everybody, and I'm like, oh, all right.
Just walked back to my seat. Watched the rest of the ass kicking.
Great time.
This Tyler Hero though, good.
I'm much happier.
You know what? You can't be that wishy washy on your players.
I'm not wishy washy. I just said it like it is.
Which gives you the ability to be wishy washy.
It's not wishy washy. I'm saying what I'm saying.
So your attitude towards the player can change from night to night.
I don't think it is changing. I think everything that I've said about him,
except the trading part,
has rang true. Yeah, but I mean, trading for Damian Lillard and Kevin Durant, like, you know, what an insult. He's even said that on the record. He's like, yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm in the trade talks for like. Who's that dude? Who's the guy? D'Angelo Russell. Yeah, it's not like, you know, it's not like you're in the trade talks for him. Like, you're talking about the best players in the league. He would agree.
No, don't try to put no. You, we're with you every day. We hear some of the stuff you say.
I've written love songs for Tyler Hero. Nobody's backed Tyler Hero more than me.
Would you trade him for Giannis? Was he on your list that you still haven't answered?
Was he on my list? He was not on my list.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no list.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a list so much as it is a trade proposal.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and be technical with it.
So, like, would you say...
That's his way of trying.
I would like to see your proposal.
Would you like to, like, would you say, theoretically, it sounds like me, it sounds to me... Jay, do you have gooseys or no gooseys on this?
Me?
Yeah.
She already said.
I did say gooseys. Oh.
Well, it sounds to gooseys. Me like you're saying strike while the iron's hot and flip him for Greek Freak. That's what sounds like you're saying.
Okay, now. Kind now of you're putting words in my mouth. That's very like that. Cute of you. Very like, cute of you.
Marcos, if I'm
just a whole little setup.
I didn't really want to go down.
Put your proposal out there.
Well, wow. You brought up the Giannis. I didn't even bring up Giannis. You know, we're just talking about Tyler Hero, but theoretically.
Not a bad idea, Figgy. Not a bad idea.
Go on that lap. It's okay.
Theoretically, if you were the Bucks and, you know, you had the ability to get a Wisconsin native in his prime in your build. If you were going to lose Greek Freak, who better to fill the void than a hometown boy done good?
Mm.
Interesting thoughts, Jennifer. I hadn't thought about it. I haven't put that in the ether yet. But I mean, you know, you do you. I mean, I'm not ready to do that because I'm a Boy Wonder fan. But I understand. Listen, you're looking. You got a mind ahead. You think big.
I like that.
Okay.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay.
I think a clean sweep of Goosies.
Goosies.
Good job, Tyler. Number two. I got some bad news for you guys. You're not going to like this.
What's that?
A legend lost in the game. No longer going to be participating. Ray Gunn quitting breakdancing.
Oh, man.
Quitting breakdancing, dude.
I am going to say Goosies because Goosies. I feel like, though she was an embarrassment in her performance, yeah. Really put a spotlight on breaking.
Oh, yes.
And I think that legends need to be treated with honor. And so for that, I have Goosies. Went on top. Even though she went out with 0 points.
Correct. Technically went out at the bottom.
Goosies.
But the publicity went out on top, if it was all negative.
The amount
of publicity.
Pretty good.
Goosies.
Wow.
Wow.
Let me tell you why I have no Goosies.
Yeah, I got to hear this.
To say you retired from something you were never good at.
No Goosies.
Like, what are we doing?
It's like newspaper boxer who retired with a 7-45 record.
Right.
I've called my boxing career, everybody.
I'm going to retire from the NBA now, guys. Now that we've mentioned it, I think I no longer will be playing in the NBA. You will not see me dress up in the NBA. Lava. Oh, lava. God, I love the lava.
J-Fig, do you have the Goosies for the end of Ray Gunn?
I do not have the Goosies simply because you guys broke her heart and all her dreams.
No Goosies.
Just give me a minus one.
For lying.
Great. You guys broke her, okay? You made her retire.
Marcos? I don't have the Goosies. Hopefully this means
no Goosies.
That we won't have to hear from her. As of recent, I heard she was like challenging people to one-on-one contests for $10,000.
I'm sorry, where?
I don't know. She said, if you think you dance better than me, let's get a one-on-one. Dance better than Ray Gunn, $10,000.
Nick T says this 15. Is like when Tobin.
Where?
Nick T says, this is like when Tobin retired the harpoon. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to grow as a person. You guys always want me to like, hey, Tobin, do the fake trade thing. You know, I'm trying to grow as a person, a broadcaster. You can't always go to the well with the same things.
Seems like someone else is proposing trades on this show now. Huh?
Yeah.
Look at that.
Fig. Okay. Yep, trade machine Figgy.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
That was me.
I mean, theoretically, if you did want to like throw in a little height in there too, because he's not getting much playing time here, you know, maybe you're a little more.
Do tell.
I'm just saying, theoretically.
Little sweetener. Who should I have in my proposal?
Little sweetener.
What's number three, Froggius?
Number three on our agenda for today happens to be a little interstate rivalry.
Okay.
Florida gives Billy Napier the old vote of confidence. It's Canes and UF set to face off next year, September 20th.
I have the Goosies because the Canes have kicked his ass. Though they won't have Cam Ward next year, they will be in position. I'm sure the next star will realize it's the place to be. You know,
got to go where the highs
go from. I can go from a 6th round pick to the number one pick in the draft with the Canes. Whereas Billy Napier is going to be sitting here being like, blocking each other.
Okay.
That wasn't even him. It was like 4 coaches ago. The point is, I have the Goosies. I'm glad that, you know, the Gators are showing guts and sticking with their guy that the Canes already Goosies. Possess. So I'm happy about that. Leroy?
I don't, like, to give somebody a vote of confidence when your school sucks is not a vote of confidence. That's, you know what that is? Stop asking me. I've clarified that. Until I haven't.
Don't you only have to give a vote of confidence when things suck, though? If things are good, why would you have to give a vote of confidence?
It's true. He's got a point.
Because the team sucks. Why would I give a vote of confidence to losing?
But they did.
Okay. You think his ass can't get fired?
He's our quarterback.
A whole statement.
Okay.
J-Fig?
No Goosies.
All Marcos?
I'm going to say Goosies.
On top of Goosies.
I had no clue they were even playing next year. And if they got this joker in charge, it looks like another dub for the Canes.
Hopefully so. Give us one more, Marcos, before we close out today.
All righty then. Let's start with a villain in the NBA. That is if you're a New York Knicks fan. Enemy number one, of course, has to be Trae Young. He's gone from questionable offseason workouts to telling Knicks fans to go the hell home.
New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Wow!
That's Goosey's galore. Anytime you tell Knicks fans to take their ass home, you got a co-sign from old Toes.
Goosey's galore.
He did sound like a little kid, though, didn't he?
Well, that's what
he was pretty. He was pretty pitchy.
Yeah. Hope these New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Boo!
So we're making cookies. Oh.
Still Goosies, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Goosies.
I love his enthusiasm and his trash talking skills in front of the fans. It's amazing, especially in New York, because they would definitely get on you if you a player from another team. So, payback. You know how that is, so I'm all for it. I am all for it.
Goosies.
Wow.
Jennifer?
I agree. That was icy.
Yeah. Goosies.
Froggy?
I'm going to say Goosies galore, dude.
Goosies galore.
Take a break. Back after this.